Welcome to another segment with Dave and myself. I'm going to show you today how to make a cold extract. I was watching a guy on YouTube, and he actually gave me the idea. He was making brandy by taking wine, freezing it, and extracting it after he froze it, and to get his brandy. And it's a great idea. It really is. It's a super idea. A guy was from England. I forget the guy's name. So we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to do it a little differently. This is Gouda Cola that I have extracted. Now, I froze it. So what we're going to do is we're going to put it in here, and we're going to just apply the same thing. And you know what I forgot? I forgot a container. But anyway, I do. Aha, have a container. See? We're going to innovate. You know, we're men of innovation and something. All right, so we're going to extract that. So what we're going to do basically is the alcohol that's in here and the menstruum that's in here is going to come out. And what you're going to have left is the water. So basically, we're going to concentrate this a lot stronger, making it this way. So, I mean, once you extract it and you freeze it, you can even make the method of your whatever you're using more potent. So, now, I have to break this up in pieces. I'm not going to use my magic knife today because if I use my magic knife, someone might think I'm threatening something. So, okay, we're going to throw that in there. So for those of you who don't have a lot of money, I'm just out of time. Gotta find a hole. Jeez, that's always a problem. Well, that ain't gonna work. Crap, I do have to use a good one. Ah, bloody.
It's too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always another problem, eh?
Jeez. There's no sexual when you're under here. Straight male testosterone first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so we're going to do this like this. Fold it up, put it in there, and okay, we're just using an old vegetable strainer to clean your vegetables. See, you got this high-tech. This is a high-tech device here.
Okay? Oh.
Buy it at any Value Village, Salvation Army, second-hand store. Those in Europe, I don't know what you have. Okay, so give it a crank. You see, the ice is white. Almost white. See there? Look at that, eh? Now, where is the stuff? It disappeared, right? No. There you go. See, the water's behind and the alcohol's gone. Now, we'll throw some more in there because there's still some left in that one. So we're going to put that in there. So we're just going to keep on. So fold it over because, like I said, once you start spinning, it'll sort of find itself and it'll align itself against the side of the thing there. Now do it a little at a time because if you put too much, you're not going to be able to crank the thing, right? Mm. So anyway.
Maybe it's a good thing you had the issue with this one.
Yeah.
Just so that people, if they went out and bought it, they wouldn't have got that one.
Look at that, eh? White. See there? It's coming out. Now, something that didn't all come out. Okay. See, now we're going to put the rest of it in. Now, again, normally I would dump it out, but for the sake of time and what we have here, I'm just putting it in. And again, fold it over. Now, mind you, you are going to get less than what you started with because you're taking the water out and all you got left is the alcohol and the extract. All right. This is a centrifuge. Homemade centrifuge is what we have. Now, there you go. Look at that.
Nice.
Okay, so you've extracted. So that's what's left. Okay, now, if you want to do it again to freeze it, just to make sure that you got all the water out, but technically that's what you've got. Now, when you're using this stuff, again, do not use a lot because it's strong. Oh yeah, it's a little strong. So, and you have it. Now this particular Go to Coal I had here, I made this about 4 or 5 years ago. Still good, it was still strong, it still had its potency. But as you can see, it was sitting in some water. Now that's all the water that was mixed with it. So what I've got left now is a pure product. Now if you want to make that, if you want to purify it even further, you can cook it down, okay, by further distilling it down, by putting it in a pot and just let it simmer down, and you can even concentrate it further. But there's another simple method of making your extracts that you're making at home even more potent. We're getting more toward more the pharmaceutical stuff now, with purity and whatever. Okay, I don't have the machines to break down and show you what's in there and how what level, but I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to, at this point, just show you another method of extraction, okay? And again, it's going to be stronger, so you don't need as much, all right? So if you've got stuff, for instance, that's been sitting for a while, it's been in an alcohol base, again, you can, again, if you want to impact the strength, you think maybe it's diminished a little bit, freeze it. If there's any water content, extract it, and then you're going to get whatever's left out. When you're making your stuff, same thing. Let's see if you've got something sitting on the shelf for a while, and you might think, I find that usually between 3 and 5 years, they actually get stronger. About 7 or 8 years, they get a little weak, unless they're sealed really good. If they're sealed really good, they can go for a long, even 20 years, some of them. But this is another way of doing it. Simple way of extracting stuff without, you know, and then you're fine again, you can do whatever. Now, for those of you who need something stronger, again, this is a Go-To Cola. This is also used for skin issues, it's used for brain issues, it's used as an adaptogen. Something very simple, something very inexpensive. And again, what did it cost you? What, about $1.50, $2 at a used secondhand store? Any secondhand store usually carries these things. Okay, the reason why this one didn't work is because when we put the cloth in here, the crank would turn, but the handkerchief wasn't, so it wasn't going to work. So you'd have to probably line this up with some kind of material or packing where it would allow this to spin, because if this doesn't spin, you don't have any effect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and that's another simple method of extraction, okay, cold extraction, if you would. So this is how you can do it. So, there you go.
Sorry?
You have any questions?
No, okay. I think it's pretty straightforward.
All right, to your next segment, to your health.